Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This hour of the Trevor Carey Show, sponsored by OsborneHomes.com.
If the president had done his job, from the beginning, all the people would still be alive. All the people, I'm not making this up, just look at the data. Look at the data. And then we're now being told there's going to be no, I pray to God there's a vaccine tomorrow that could be available to everyone.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400.
COVID restrictions are easing across the country, specifically in some of the blue states where they were the most strict. Right here in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo saying that some restrictions could be lifted as soon as late this week. No specifics on what we can expect exactly. Now in California, Governor Gavin Newsom finally lifting stay-at-home orders for all parts of the state, including hard-hit Southern California, which was suffering from record-low intensive care capacity.
Yeah, it's like magic, isn't it? And the lockdowns, Biden's inaugurated. It's all designed to divide us. Everybody getting upset in grocery stores and convenience stores. You're not wearing a mask!
I don't have to wear a mask!
Put your mask on, you're killing people! It's all designed. Create the chaos. As Dr. Ron Paul states, regularly wearing a mask can cause health issues, can cause health problems. And this is something nobody's talking about, and I'm going to talk about it because I'm constantly asking masked up employees at the few stores that I frequent. But I've asked them, out there, what's it like to wear a mask for 8 to 10 hours? Easily 80%, probably more. Definitely more. Say, I can't breathe. It's claustrophobic. I have to go outside for air breaks. And I'll say the odds of most retail workers are under the age of 50, 99.5% chance of no death. And it goes up if you have no comorbidities as well. So we're going to muzzle the body's naturally designed system of breathing for 8 hours at a time, and this is healthy? This is what our city, our mayor, our governor, our president are telling us healthy people need to do for 8 to 10. And some people work longer than that hours a day, even outside. Can you give us the data, please, to back up the draconian measures? Too many people are becoming complacent. Too many people are just becoming accepting. We demand and we deserve our old lives back. As Ron Paul wrote, when fascism comes, it will be wearing a mask. And listen, if you want to go to work with a mask on, knock yourself out. But requiring healthy people to mask up for 8 to 10 hours, even outside, for crying out no data, that cannot be healthy. There's no way that is. And it's amazing how all these lockdowns are now being lifted. TDS, man. Trump derangement syndrome. He's no longer president. It's been less than a week since the Joe Obama inauguration and COVID restrictions. Let's go. Being in it in Michigan, being in it in Chicago, being in it in New York, being in it in California. Boy, isn't that an odd coincidence? That's a coinkydoo, isn't it? Now that they're running everything, I guess they don't need the fear-based control, right?
Wear a mask. Wash your hands, get tested, stay healthy.
Yeah, the devastation. I just had the PAG meter and Coach Arax on about the devastation with our kids in school and sports and all of this. And it's going to be with us for a while. They permanently destroyed more than 100,000 small businesses. And if nobody wants to wake up to the fact that we're in the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression of the 1930s, if our city government, if City Hall wants to focus on mask wearing while the rest of us are being decimated out here, when's somebody going to stand up and do the right thing? You got them opening up now. Now they're doing it. Governor Gretchen, indoor dining in Michigan can start February 1st. Very next day, Chicago Mayor Lori Stinkyfoot announced COVID restrictions were being rolled back in her city. They're going to now include indoor dining in Chicago. All this happening. And then yesterday, oh yeah, face mask gruesome.
Immediately, all the regions in the state of California, call there are five regions that we have defined when we established our stay-at-home order last month. All regions effective immediately are no longer in the stay-at-home order and will move back into the blueprint, a blueprint many of you are familiar with, the blueprint we refer to as a blueprint for a safer economy.
We're not going to have an economy. Somehow, major Democrat politicians all over America just came to the same conclusion about the lockdowns. Is that not strange? Michigan, Chicago, now California. It's almost as if the science has changed.
Hopefully people will take it upon themselves to, exert that social pressure to make sure that everyone complies.
Hey, Dr. Vara, you're complying. What we've seen happen here, using small businesses, using churches, using schools, using we the people as pawns in this political game is evil. It's evil. You know, they don't even care that we see them doing this. I mean, they could have at least, right? I mean, if I were involved in this evil scheme, I would have said, hey, let's wait a few weeks to make it look a little better. Right? According to Bloomberg, we just witnessed the largest yearly increase in poverty in the United States since 1960. We got protesters in the Netherlands blowing up bridges over all of this. Health officials here said the latest projections for ICU capacity mean the restrictions can be lifted. Wow, isn't that strange that they're projecting into the future now? Into the future. 4 weeks from now to say, we'll be okay then. We'll be okay then. Our case rate right now are greater than 70 per 100,000, and we need to be below 8 to get out of the purple tier. So every 100,000 people they test, right now we're at 70. It has to be 8 out of 100,000. This is crazy, and this is what it's being the marker that's being set to determine whether we can have our livelihoods back, our cases. That's what they switch back to now. And the new mayor here, Jerry Dyer, City Hall, the city council, outside of Councilman Gary Bredefeld, it seems to be that that's what they're all still talking about. We're just going to watch the cases. When is somebody going to stand up and go, we're going to demand for the data from Fresno County? If it's not City Hall, if it's not the new mayor, who is it? Where's the data? Where does it say our case rates? What is the cycle threshold of the testing in Fresno County? Are you testing with the PCR test and getting false positives, which increase the case rate, which increase our miserable index? Why is nobody wanting to know these answers? Why, they won't give it to media or some media. Maybe some have it and are hiding it. We've asked them directly, how many times are you cycling these tests? We give them information. World Health Organization just came out and said the PCR testing in the current style that they are doing it will lead to false positives. They even said the case rates could drop in half if they stop this PCR testing, cycling it at the threshold that they are. It's as if we're living in the, I don't know, the Soviet Union.
If we fail to act, there will be a wave of evictions and foreclosures in the coming months as this pandemic rages on, because there's nothing we can do to change the trajectory of the pandemic in the next several months.
I will not sit here and be lectured.
Hopefully people will take it upon themselves to, exert that social pressure to make sure that everyone complies.
We must be wearing our masks. We must have sanitation because it can help crush the virus and stop the spread.
This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history. Since the beginning of time, it It has refinements to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I'd thank my lucky stars to be living here today, where the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt.
I love this land.
This land.
God bless the USA.
God bless the USA.
From the lake of Minnesota
to the hills of Tennessee,
across the plains of Texas, oh, from sea to shining sea,
from Detroit down to Houston
and New York to LA,
where there's pride in every American heart,
and it's time we stand and say.
Trevor Carey Show, Power Talk 96.7, AM 1400, and the iHeartRadio app. Trevor Carey on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400.
Next 24 hours, look up to the skies. You might see some people kayaking on that atmospheric river that's going to be coming into the valley. And well-needed rain, but when a lot of rain comes at once, that can create a lot of issues, like mudslides in the, you know, the scarred areas from the fire, creek fire. Could be potential possible evacuations that might have to happen due to this rain. We'll talk to Fresno County Sheriff PIO Tony Boddy tomorrow on the show. And around that time, it should be coming on down. And I guess we'll know a little bit more what's going on. But this is good, man. We need water. We definitely need water and a good snowpack going on up there as well. Tomorrow we are going, no, that's tomorrow's Wednesday. That's right. Thursday on the show, Fresno County District Attorney Lisa Smitkamp took a big stand against the DA, the George Soros-backed guy down in L.A. She's going to be on the show Thursday, and also we're going to talk with the main proponent for the official drive to recall Governor Gavin Newsom. Mr. Mike Netter is going to be on the show with that recall movement as well. And coming up here at the bottom of the hour, former San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner put together a gubernatorial exploratory committee to take on the Gavin Meister.
Yeah.
Ah, we got some mask issues, don't we? Here is Chief Dyer talking about what happened up at Sprouts over the weekend. Had the store shut down, and you got mask lockdown, anti-lockdowners out there fighting. And this time you actually had some of the people that had their mask on actually talking. Here's a Fresno State professor, Andrew Chavez. He was out there in front of the cameras.
You know, the right-wing media, you see it, you know, the last little, gasp of these Trumpkins.
Yeah, last little gasp of these Trumpkins. See, it's all political. It is.
Whatever the case is, if a store employee says that a customer cannot be in a business and they choose to remain, it is trespassing. And the Fresno Police Department will respond and they will enforce that violation of a trespass. That person will be issued a citation and released for a misdemeanor.
All right. Fresno Bee editorial board said the demonstration outside Sprouts, Mayor Jerry Dyer said, enough already. He put it simply, if somebody refuses to wear a mask in a private business, asked to leave by a store employee, then refuses, that is called trespassing. No shirt, no shoes, no service. I think we've that's been a law that's been around for a long time. You can kick emails out of your business now. You can't kick them out based on the Civil Rights Act of 1964 on their skin pigmentation. Do know that, and that's what a lot of the mass protesters are using as their consideration for being able to, I guess, as they're saying, impede shoppers from entering a business. The mayor went on yesterday.
What they do not understand is that when they go to a business and they create disruption and they go into the store without a mask and they violate the law and police officers have to be pulled out of their neighborhood, away from their normal duties, out trying to combat violent crime, that they're taken away from their normal duties. And five or six officers and a sergeant, a lieutenant, having to respond to a location like this or multiple locations is not right. And so even though they may think they're exercising their constitutional right, what they're doing is pulling police officers away from their normal duties in keeping people safe.
I don't think the few masked people at Sprouts have done anything to the ridiculous COVID restriction laws that have created crime off the charts. They're saying we need to end this so that police officers don't have to keep going out and arresting the same people with this zero bail policy with COVID and letting them out of the jail cells. That's the real problem. It's not the couple people up there with their face masks, dude, standing up for is their constitutional right, as we've seen. But hey, it really got out of control in Texas. This video is up on my blog at powertalk967.com. Go to On Air Trevor. There it is. And also, if you just love that song right there, God Bless the USA, that's a brand new version. And we got that up there as well. Lee Greenwood with U.S. Soldiers. Those were U.S. soldiers singing with them, that new version of God Bless the USA. So you can get that video up there, and also the Texas police officer threatening to tase the man for not wearing a mask. Now, Mayor Dyer wasn't saying the police were going to start tasing people, but he did say they could be arrested. And I guess if they didn't comply, I guess they could be tased, not complying with police. You have to see this video. I love to paint theater of the mind pictures, but as you listen to this, you would think that the guy is misbehaving, not adhering to an officer's commands. So you have to see it with your own eyes to get his body language and actually see what he's doing. But here we go in Texas. Dude without a mask in a convenience store, looked like he was out in the country, and he looked like he was the only person in the store.
Where's your mask at?
What mask?
The mask that you're required to wear by city ordinance.
I don't have one.
You need to step outside till you can get one.
Really?
City ordinance, sir. You not see the sign?
Like, your mask is really working.
It's still a city ordinance. Leave the property or you get a citation, period. Don't argue with me. It's real simple. I don't care what the governor order is. It is a city ordinance to step outside.
Did you just take the mask off?
No, I pulled it up because it was slipping.
It was exposed.
Dispatch, start me another unit. I'm going to have to detain one. Put your hands right here.
No, I'm not going to be detained.
Yes, you are. I will.
And it sounds like they're fighting. They're not fighting. The guy is simply walking out of the store. Now, in Texas, you can have a holster with a gun on the side, and this gentleman did. Never once grabbed it. Never went once for it.
Page you right now. You are in violation, and I gave you a lawful order. You have a weapon. Put your hands up now.
Here.
Dispatch, he's armed. Have the unit step it up. I've got him at taser. Get your hand up now. Dude, you're just dumb. You should be listening. Don't move.
He wasn't moving.
I'm going to drop you.
Boy, you want to talk about an overreaction. Well, we've seen it in the UK. We've seen it in Canada. We've seen people drug out of their homes by the police for having more than six people inside their homes. But that was the most aggressive I've seen it. Mayor Dyer on the Sprout incident in the protest over this last weekend. Please don't let it come to this that we saw in Texas like that. But hey, I'm telling you, people are upset, and rightfully so.
We have a group of individuals who believe that they're exercising their constitutional right.
That is their constitutional right. It either is or it isn't. If they're believing it, are you saying that it's not their right? It is their right.
To go to a business and to protest, and they are absolutely right. They have the constitutional right to go to a business and to protest within parameters. However, they take it a step further. And without wearing a mask, which is required by the business, they go into that business to do shopping. Not only are they exposing employees to certain risk because of them not wearing a mask, but also customers who are trying to go into that store and do a shop for their family.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And then refusing to leave the business. And that is when it becomes a violation of the law.
You know what? This whole lockdown is a violation of the law, the constitutional law. They have no data anymore. We're asking for data. Where's the data on mask? Or are we just repeating what everybody has said? And that word believe, boy, that word is getting a lot of play recently. Sure enough. Open up. Let the livelihood come back to life. He's looking like he's going to take on this governor, and I'll tell you, he could. Former San Diego mayor, Mr. Kevin Faulkner's launched a gubernatorial exploratory committee, and he's on Power Talk next.
The Trevor Carey Show, Power Talk, 96.7 and AM 1400. The Trevor Carey Show on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400.
Hey, I'm excited about this interview. Former San Diego mayor, he's launched a gubernatorial exploratory committee. Great to welcome to the Valley via the airwaves here, Mr. Kevin Faulkner. Welcome, sir.
Trevor, great to be with you, my friend. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good. I've over my years of talk, I've learned a little bit about politics, but I got to ask what might be a simple question. What is an exploratory committee? What do they do? What are you looking for out there?
Well, it's the first step. It allows you to organize, raise money. And I will tell you, Trevor, having just finished up two terms as mayor of San Diego just about a month ago, I can't tell you how many people across this state are ready for a change at the top with a new governor. I was pretty proud of how we did things in San Diego, how we got homelessness down, how we did not defund the police, how we did things right. So this committee is the first step, and I will tell you, as you see the momentum, as you were just talking, as you see the momentum across the state of California, This is driven by Democrats, independents, and Republicans who understand the sense of urgency that we need to, with a change of leadership in Sacramento.
That's right. You know, when it gets down to all our livelihoods, the D, the R, the independent, and a lot of people out there that might not have ever been involved in politics who have been crushed in this state will decide to get involved with politics. So it's a great time. Mr. Faulkner, let's go back. A lot of people here in the Valley know your name, know you're down in San Diego. But let's go back in your life. And your career, it's really logical steps. You know, a lot of people say, well, I ran this on this little board, and I'm going to run for governor. And it's to me, a lot of times, it's too big of a leap like that. But you started out and explained city council, mayor, now the exploratory committee. But take us back. How'd you get involved in politics?
Yeah, that's right, Trevor. Well, I'll tell you. You know, look, and I think started the very first thing was my folks. When I was a kid growing up, they always encouraged me to get involved. And you know, they were involved in my hometown, which is in Oxnard, California. And look, I went to San Diego State grad, got involved, ran for council, won two terms there, and then got elected two terms as mayor. Really, Trevor, on a platform of reform and on a platform of shaking things up. And when I, you know, look at the things that we were able to do in San Diego, and a city, by the way, that, you know, really mirrors the, you know, political demographics, party registration, et cetera, of the entire state. Look, I was able to run, get elected. The whole time I served, I had a Democrat majority city council. Yet I was able to have some pretty significant reforms, as I talked about, on housing, on homelessness. We were the only county, Trevor, where homelessness went down by double digits because of the strong positions I took to get people off the street and to get people off the street for good. So.
Well, I can't. Excuse me for interrupting, but a lot of people here in Fresno, we don't really have a problem with homelessness. I'm kidding. It is crazy. It's off the charts. It's all everybody is talking about. Let me ask you, how did you guys handle it in San Diego? We tried a no camping ordinance here, but the Ninth Circuit overturned it, so that really opened up the floodgates to what are now really KOA campgrounds on our freeways.
Well, that's unacceptable. And look, and we had to deal with a lot of the same things. And I said, okay, if I think we have an obligation to help folks get off the street. I picked the locations for our shelters. I established, five new shelters in San Diego. But I also said, Trevor, I said, look, if we're going to provide those services, you have an obligation to use them. I felt so strongly about it that I created a new division within the San Diego Police Department, called the Neighborhood Policing Division, again, with one goal. How do we get people off the street? How do we get you the help and the support that keeps you off the street? But I did not allow tents on the sidewalk when I was mayor, Trevor, because if you allow tents on your sidewalk, you are condemning somebody to die on a tent in your sidewalk. We're better than that. We're better than that as San Diegans. We're better than that as Californians. And so it was a pretty significant change of an approach, again, that we will help with the shelter, with the bed, with the services, but we're not going to let you live and die in a tent on the sidewalks. And that was one of the reasons that we were able to be a leader and to have homelessness go down by double digits in San Diego because of that approach.
Yeah, I for so many years we have thrown so much money at this problem, and right before Christmas I read something here in local media. We also in Fresno have a division, like you talked about, where the police and the homeless, and they go out, and it was a report before Christmas that only 1% of the transient, I call them transient panhandlers, because homelessness, that's such a broad category, but the transient panhandlers that are out camping, only 1% accepted help. So we can spend money on the shelters, but I'm realizing it's a lifestyle choice. That 99% say, no, we're good. I mean, you know, the weather's bearable. So I think it's a lifestyle.
Well, and I'll tell you, and that's why when it comes to enforcing quality of life, when it comes to ensuring that you're not only going to help the folks that are out there, but also help our property owners, our folks that are, you know, in our neighborhoods, is what do we accept and what do we not accept? And I've been very, very, very straight up about this, which is, look, we want to help people. But we're also, if we provide that opportunity to help, we have to insist that you use it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the fundamental difference in philosophy that when we started this in San Diego. I think that's why it made that significant difference That's the approach, Trevor, that we need to do up and down the state of California. To say that it's okay to sleep in a tent on the sidewalk, to sleep in a tent under a freeway, it's not okay. We're better than that.
Well, the difference in philosophy is on display right now. I can already see the campaign commercials on TV showing the visual difference. A quality of life is so true. And, you know, quality of life means that companies no longer want to hold their big events or their conferences in San Diego or San Francisco. They're leaving to go other places. If you do decide to run for governor and do win, how will you stop the hemorrhaging of big businesses, which mean jobs for a lot of folks here in California?
Well, you're right on that. And the reality is, as we are seeing, not only big name corporations that are fleeing the state, but so many other folks that are saying, because of California's business climate, because of what we're seeing coming out of California, they're looking at leaving. And look, my position is very clear. We want you to stay because we're going to have new leadership and we're going to make a difference. And how about a Governor Trevor that says, we support business. We support jobs. We want to make it easier for you to be successful in California. How about a governor that actually does,
and he proved it. The French Laundry, that's a business. He supported that.
Exactly.
Cut him a break.
Instead of saying, hey, what about, and instead what we saw, as you've been talking about, the past election cycle we had this fall. Instead, what we saw on the ballot was the largest tax increase in California history that would have affected virtually every small business in the commercial space. And to California's credit, we said no to that, right? We said, no, enough's enough. We need to actually have a business climate that says we want you to start a business in California. We want you to be successful. And it's our job to help make you do that, not tax you out of this state to other areas.
Crime, law and order, it kind of, homelessness kind of goes underneath that umbrella. But we've really seen, and I even with my own eyes with what now I go, well, I need to call the city about that, but that I see on the freeway or something that they should, I don't even think anymore. I saw a fire the other day going, like a campfire going, nobody around it. Back in the past, I thought, that's strange. I just drive by it now. We look at it. That quality of life has dropped off. And also with, we had Prop 47, 57, Sanctuary State. Now with the COVID laws, where I think for the first 6 months, you could carjack somebody, slap your grandma, get arrested, and be released that night. Elder abuse and carjackings where we were letting people out. That to me, personal safety, again, is not a Republican, Democrat, independent thing. You can pound him over the head on this because people desire it in a big way to feel safe in this state.
Well, of course. And as I said, when I was mayor for two terms, it begins and ends by being a safe city, every city in California. And Trevor, look, I'll tell you, when I look back this summer, and yes, I had several hundred protesters out in front of my house yelling to defund the police and all of that. And I said, absolutely not. I increased the police budget. Why? Because I want to make sure that we have the best men and women that are out there protecting us, who are wearing the badge, that we have enough of them, that we give them the proper training. And that requires investment. And when I left as mayor just a couple of months ago, we had the 10-year highest that we've ever had in police staffing. That's incredibly important. And guess what? Democrats want safe cities. Independents want safe cities. Everybody, Republicans want safe cities. And so this is not a partisan issue. This is a common sense issue. And for those that want to go down the path of defunding the police, they're just flat out wrong.
And the ones that want to defund the police, I don't say I love the stories, but it shows the hypocrisy of them calling the police, a month later. Please help me. I need the police. These city council members from Minneapolis and whatnot. Let me ask you, Mr. Faulkner, and my guest is Kevin Faulkner, former San Diego mayor, launching a gubernatorial exploratory committee here in California. What's the best advice to give to local politicians, city council members, board of supervisors, and having to deal with everybody calling them and being upset, but they got to go along with what this governor, they say they got to go along with what this governor's doing with all the COVID and killing the jobs. What's the best advice if Republicans and sane-minded Democrats do want to stand up?
Well, you got some good people there, Trevor, and I will tell you, the advice is very, very simple. Stand up for your beliefs. because guess what? When you talk in common sense, the public supports it and believes it. And a lot of what I did, it wasn't about partisanship. It was about leadership. And leadership is about doing the right thing, going out and winning the argument. And when you win the argument, you win the vote. That's how it works. And look, I think when we have seen what has happened in California, how we are going the wrong direction, the fact that our businesses are still closed, the fact, Trevor, that we are the worst state in the nation right now for vaccine distribution. We should be the best state. We're probably the most innovative. We are the most innovative state in the country. And to see this happen is just unacceptable. And lastly, I would just say, you know, as a father with two kids, our kids need to be back in school right now. And we have to safely reopen our schools. And it's going to take all of us to do that, to keep pushing for what's right. We do not want to see our California kids fall behind because of what's happening. So as you can tell, I feel pretty strongly about it, pretty passionately about it. And I think Californians are ready for a change. And I'm looking forward to helping to bring that change to us.
Well, indeed. Well, love to have you as your exploratory committee comes back and says, hey, people want you to run, then come on up for a studio visit. I think I checked on highspeedrail.com. You can be from San Diego to Fresno, hour and 15 minutes, I think, right?
Somehow, Trevor, I don't think that's ever going to happen, my friend.
I don't either. Well, listen, Mr. Faulkner, thank you for this invite or first meeting here. Appreciate it. And if people want to come out the pocket to knock it and say we need Governor Newsom out of there, direct them in that that money direction.
Now, like it, look, I think the recall is gaining strength, as you know, all across the board. If folks are interested in any of the things that I've talked about today, then go to kevinfaulkner.com. We're really getting a lot of interest up and down the state. And as I said before, there's a real sense of urgency for a change, and I think we're ready to do it.
Now, in closing, would you rather run against a non-recalled Newsom, or you don't know if he got recalled what all would happen at that juncture? It could be somebody else stepping up.
Yeah, look, we'll be ready to go. I mean, I think that
either
what
way.
You're seeing is, yeah, and you're seeing the strength and momentum of the recall, I think, is indicative of why our state's on the wrong track and people are ready for a change.
Yeah, I think he's worried about the recall. That's why he said, okay, we'll let you go outside and eat at a restaurant when it's 28 degrees in Fresno. I think he thought that was a good thing to do for us. Former mayor, thank you, sir, and we look forward to further discussions here.
Thank you, Trevor.
Thank you. There he is right there, his exploratory committee. You know they're going to come back and say, they want you to run. That's right. Remember, Newsom supports business like the French Laundry. I got some Tucker Carlson audio. He went after Morning Breath, Joe Scarborough, over an old murder case. You hadn't heard of that? I'll let you hear it next.
Trevor Carey. Power Talk 96.7, AM 1400, and the iHeartRadio app. The Trevor Carey Show on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400.
Many of you who might not know this, that might watch MSNBC in the morning and see Joe Scarborough in Morning Breath there with his Illuminati spawned wife. Didn't they like leave spouses to get together? I don't know that whole backstory, but yeah, Mika Brzezinski. And back when old Joe was a Republican congressman, you know, one of those like Valadao Republican congressmen, you know, kind of, but maybe not, you know, not really, down in Florida, there was something that went on with an intern and ending up dead. If I'm recalling right, I don't want to spread fake news. I think it was at his office even, but I'll have to check that detail. But anyhow, Tucker last night, listen, man, they're going at it. This is cutthroat.
What Joe Scarborough is a herd animal. He's flexible. If all the kids are doing it, he wants a seat on the bus. He wants in. Watch Joe Scarborough explain that the people who appear on Fox News need to be forced to shut up immediately.
Fox News had someone I know, a former leader of the Republican Party, saying that Democrats wanted, and I'm using his words here, Democrats wanted to, quote, exterminate all Republicans. Let me say that again for Fox News sponsors to let you know.
Doing. It was former Speaker Newt Gingrich who made the comment that Democrats wanted to exterminate. So anyhow, keep it in perspective here.
For Fox News sponsors to let you know what's happening now on Fox News. That they're getting people who are Fox News contributors who are saying that Democrats, Joe Biden and Democrats, want to, quote, exterminate all Republicans.
Ooh, I'm saying this for Fox News sponsors. So how honest do you want to be here? The man you just saw has been accused in public by the President of the United States of murdering a young woman. Not many cable news hosts can say that. Now, we're not taking a position on Joe Scarborough's guilt or innocence in that case. We're not a law enforcement agency. It's not our place to do that. But one thing we did not do and would never do is go on TV to demand that because Joe Scarborough was accused of violence by a politician, American companies should not be allowed to sell their products to his viewers. Doing that never even occurred to us, not for a second. We're not fascists, or for that matter, middle-aged performers running away from their own consciences. We're Americans. We think people we disagree with should still be allowed to talk in public.
Boy, that's some slinging, isn't it? So true. So true. And you heard former mayor there, Kevin Faulkner, talking about, I said, any advice for local politicians? He said, stand up. Stand up for what you believe in. And people feel that and sense that. Right. And it doesn't matter whether you're Tucker Carlson or whether you're you at your job or you in your neighborhood or you and your family or whether you're part of the Fresno County GOP. They're going to be meeting tomorrow night. They're bored to talk David Valadao. Well, Michigan, Arizona, Wyoming GOPs have censored part of the 10, you know, whatever state that their 10 came from there, that Republicans have voted to impeach President Trump. Kevin McCarthy said Liz Cheney has to answer to GOP conference for impeachment vote. I didn't even want to hear from him. You got a lot of, you didn't vote to impeach, but boy, you sure did throw him under the bus, and that was really sad. Now, there is one man, Congressman Gates of Florida. He's going to be visiting Wyoming on Thursday to join the rally call for her resignation. He's headed out, and you know what a Cheney spokesperson responded? Representative Gates can leave his beauty bag at home. In Wyoming, the men don't wear makeup. Really? You get going out there, Congressman Gates. Maybe we can get him to comment on Congressman Valadao as well. So hopefully Fresno County GOP or Kings County, Tulare County, Kern County, which David Valadao's district touches all those counties, they stand up, and that's what we have to do. You heard former Mayor Faulkner, stand up for what you believe in. He needs to be censored. He needs to be brought in and ask some questions. Behind closed doors with those members, doesn't have to be a public display, but to remind, you represent the people of your district. He probably, even if he was censored and told to come in, nah, he's in D.C., man. Doesn't need to worry about us back at home, right? Well... There's a job interview every 2 years for Congress. We do have a Republican that has stood up, said he's going to primary him. We'll talk to him on Friday. We'll be talking about redistricting as well. And this time tomorrow night, the Fresno GOP will be meeting. Hey, hope they do the right thing. Thanks to Agent Squires. God willing, we'll do it all again tomorrow. 3 o'clock, John Girardi's on. Have a great rainy night.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.